Welcome to the Finding Wellness podcast. My name's Megan. I'm a wife, mom, and holistic wellness coach. I have a passion for helping women, particularly moms, prioritize themselves and their general well-being. Because when we take the time to take care of ourselves, everyone wins. My goal with this podcast is to finally help you figure out what works for you to support your overall well-being. And because health is so much more than the size of our body, no topic will be off limits. We're talking about relationships, mental health, even things like finances, because it all plays a role. Some opinions and research shared here might work for you, and some definitely won't. So I encourage you to stay curious, be open to experimenting a little, and take what serves you and leave what doesn't. Let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Finding Wellness podcast. My name is Megan. I'm your host. And as always, I am so excited to be here today. And I've been having this conversation a lot lately with different clients, even honestly with myself. And so I really wanted to bring it today because if you are listening to this in real time, it is the middle, like to the end of March. It's basically the end of March. It's spring officially. The weather's getting a little bit warmer. And it will not be long until we're all thinking about being on the beach in the summertime and wishing we were in a smaller body. And just having that kind of content really just kind of crammed down our throat, whether it be at the gym, depending on what kind of environment you're in your gym, or on social media, or just ourselves looking in the mirror because of our previous conditioning, right? And so I have been thinking about this a lot, and I have some things that I want you to consider today, especially if you are at the point where you're like, I just have 5 to 10 pounds that I want to lose. 5 to 10 pounds really seems to be where people get, women especially, get really stuck in their weight loss journey, and they tend to like really get stuck here for a long period of time. And it, like, we can obsess about it. It can really get in the way of our happiness, the way that we feel when we look at ourselves in the mirror. It can really mess up our relationship with food and movement, right? If we're continuously pursuing this goal and like chasing this goal that might not even be realistic in the first place, and we'll get into that in just a second, we can really do a lot of damage on our pursuit to losing this last 5 to 10 pounds. And so I wanted to chat about that today. And first and foremost, I want to talk about, is that even a realistic number for you in the first place? Like, when you think, I want to lose 5 more pounds, 10 more pounds, whatever it is, where is that goal weight even coming from? Is that because that's how much you weighed when you were in high school? Is that because that's how much you weighed when you got married? Is that because that's how much you weighed before you had children? Like, usually this number is coming from a place where, like, we think we were happier at that weight. And for some of us, that weight that's in our mind, that could be from like 5, 10, 15, even 20 plus years ago. And we still have it in our minds that that's what we need to weigh today. So really consider, like, is that even truly a healthy weight for me to be at my age, at this current life stage? You know, I haven't really talked about it on here too much before, but like, do I have to sacrifice muscle to get down to that lower weight? Muscle is super, super protective of our overall health, our hormone health, our longevity, all of that kind of stuff. And so we don't want to be sacrificing too much muscle when we lose weight because, again, it's really good for our metabolism, our hormone health, and all of that good stuff. So I could do a whole nother episode on why muscle mass matters and that kind of stuff. But sometimes, especially with women that I have been coaching, if we were to lose this last 5 or 10 pounds, it will likely come more from muscle than it will from fat, which will do more damage in the long term overall. So just something to consider, like, where is that number coming from? Why is this the number that you are constantly chasing? Why this number? Where is that coming from? Even if it's coming from like a health marker like BMI, I know I've talked about that here before. That number is bullshit. It's literally based on just your height and weight, nothing else. It doesn't take anything else into consideration. It doesn't take into consideration your waist to hip ratio. It does not take into consideration the amount of muscle mass that you have. It does not take into consideration how active you are. Like, it doesn't take any of that into consideration. And so for those reasons, I would encourage you not to be pursuing a goal weight based on your BMI alone. Okay? It's not to say that I'm not your doctor, so it's not to say to, you know, take the whole number and throw it away. But if that's the only reason and the only thing that you have to go off of, I do encourage you to take a look at some other things. Okay. Next is, are you really willing to be as committed as you need to be to get that last 5 to 10 pounds off? And are you committed to being that committed for the long term to keep it that way, right? So if you're stuck, if you're feeling stuck at this current weight and you feel like, I just can't lose this last 5 to 10 pounds, it's probably because to get to that number, you would have to restrict your calories even more, or you would have to move your body even more, or some combination of the two. You know, all those little, those date nights and those birthday celebrations and all of these things that we enjoy and should enjoy, likely this pursuit of this weight loss goal would require you to give up all of those little joys in life that we really appreciate and need, by the way. And so are you willing to be so laser focused and so dialed in on your nutrition and on your workouts and on your recovery and everything else, right? Because there's so much more that goes into it. Like, are you willing to be so laser focused and dedicated to those things, like the nitty gritty things, to get these last five to 10 pounds off? For a lot of us, that answer truly is no. No, I just want it to be easier. I just want it to be like it was when, fill in the blank, right? We just want to look a certain way or reach a certain number without actually having to do what it is actually going to take. And I don't say this to shame you in any way. I really just want to put it into perspective that maybe you like the current lifestyle that you're living more than you want to lose the last 5 to 10 pounds. And there is, from my perspective, absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if that is the case, then it is time to learn to like the way that we look a little bit more, right? Because what I would hate is for you to leave this conversation with the understanding of, okay, she's right. I am not willing to be that like dedicated. I have so much other stuff to worry about right now in my life. Like, she's right. I'm not willing to actually commit to that. And I still don't like the way that I look, right? Those two things can be true for now, but if that's the case for you, I want you to commit to putting in the work to start to appreciate and love your body the way that it is right now. Because just because you might be quote unquote giving up on this goal of this weight loss of the last couple pounds does not mean that you're not committed to your health, right? It doesn't mean that you completely throw in the towel on all of the hard work that you've done. It doesn't mean that you start to go back to old habits, maybe. It doesn't mean that you start to not care about what you're eating at all, or, you know, skipping workouts and doing all of that. Like, that's more of a self-sabotage type of thing. And so what I'm talking about here is going into more of like a maintenance mode, and just really enjoying where we're at, while also still being purposeful and mindful about our overall health and wellness. And part of that, for me at least, is not allowing the way that we look or that number on the scale to defeat us every single day. Because you have to look at yourself, you have to get dressed, you have to brush your teeth, like, you have to see yourself naked every single day. And I would hate for you to feel bad about that every day, right? And so if you are going to walk away from this episode thinking, okay, the last 5 to 10 pounds, it really is not worth it, then a good next step for you would be to start to do some of the mindset work around what your body does look like now, and appreciating your body for everything that it can and does and will continue to do for you moving forward. Next thing that I want you to consider is, are you sacrificing true health for a lower number on the scale? And maybe it's not even a lower number of, on the scale, but maybe it's like a certain physique. Like, you want a certain body part to look a different way. For a lot of women, for us, it's that midsection, right? We want that smaller waist. We want to be more toned, all that kind of stuff. And again, depending on where you're currently at, what your current habits are, and how realistic this number is for you, what I find is that we do have to sacrifice our actual health to get as lean as we want to be. Meaning, I mentioned this earlier, but sometimes to get down to that lower number, we do have to sacrifice some muscle mass, which has other really long-term impacts that are not ideal, right? Sometimes we might start to experience other things like extreme fatigue, mood swings, hair loss, right? All of these other things that are signs and symptoms that we're under too much stress, we're not eating enough food, our hormones are off, right? All of those types of things. And so while it might be great to get down to that number or to have the six-pack abs or whatever it is that you think that you want, you might actually be sacrificing true health in order to get that vanity metric. And again, I'm not here to shame you for your choices. So if that's something that you're like, listen, I'm okay with that because I have a vacation coming up or a wedding or whatever, and I really do just want to look good in this dress, or I really do just want to look hot in my bikini or whatever, and I'm okay with the health ramifications, that is your choice. You can make that choice. I'm probably not the coach for you, but you are allowed to make that decision for yourself. But it is something that I don't take lightly, and I do think that you really should consider when you are setting these goals for yourself. And then also along the same lines, is this weight loss goal in direct competition with any other goals that you have for yourself? So are you someone who is trying to put on more muscle or get stronger or faster for a specific sport? If the answer to those things is yes, yes, and yes, being in a calorie deficit is probably not going to help you meet those goals. You are likely going to need to fuel for performance, which means you might have to put on a couple of extra pounds or not have, the abs or whatever it is. It's really hard to be in this place of losing weight or weight loss and also achieving these other physical goals. And so again, you kind of have to pick one, like which one is more important, because you can definitely do both at the same time. It's just going to take you a longer time to accomplish both of those things, right? So that can be extra frustrating because now you feel like you're not seeing progress in any area, even though you are, it's just really, really, really slow, right? So you kind of have to pick, like, do I want this thing over here or do I want this other thing over here? And which one do I want more and which one do I want to prioritize right now? For me personally right now, I am prioritizing my performance goals. And would I love, would I love to lose a couple more pounds, like that last 10 pounds? You bet your ass I would, because I've been literally working my ass off for over a year now in the gym and really fixing my relationship with food and all that kind of stuff. Well, really, that has been for many years now, but I have come to this understanding and accept the idea that I have performance-based goals for this year, and I'm pursuing them, and I'm pursuing them fiercely, and I'm okay to do that at the weight that I'm at, because I know that if I want to, for example, get up and go to this special class on a Saturday morning to help me with this performance goal, I have to go fueled. I cannot go after being in a calorie deficit all week and go and exert the amount of energy that is demanded of me in that room. It's just, I have to pick one. And so again, does that mean I'm not gonna lose any weight this year? I don't know, probably not. If this year is any indication of last year, I will continue to lose weight. It will be remarkably slow, but it will continue to happen, right? But what has happened in the last year is I have gotten significantly stronger, I have gotten significantly faster, and I've put on a ton of muscle mass. And so while the weight loss thing hasn't really been, it hasn't been coming as quickly as it might have in the past or as quickly as some people might have liked, but weight loss was never my goal going into last year either. And that, I do have to constantly remind myself of that because, like, I have not fully healed that relationship with my body, and I do still sometimes not love the way that I look. And so that has been a journey for me for a long time. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know, I've talked about this. You know, I've struggled with the way that my body looks since I got pregnant at 17 years old. My oldest is going to be 20 this year, if that's to give you any indication. And so I'm much, much more comfortable now than I probably ever have been, but I do still have work to do. And so anyway, back to the point at hand here is that, what other goals do you have for yourself for this year? And is this weight loss goal in direct conflict with any of those other goals? And do you need to kind of prioritize one or the other? And then last but certainly not least, I need you to really think about, like, are you truly going to be happy when you get there? Like, are you truly going to be any happier 5 to 10 pounds less than you are right now? Because again, for a lot of us, like, we think we're gonna be happier when we get there, and then we get there and we're like, oh, like, either your body doesn't look the way you thought it was gonna look once you reach that weight because you're 20 years older now, or you're 10 years older now, or you're 5 years older now, or you've had a baby since then, or a couple babies since then, or, you know, your life is just different. You have a different job. Maybe you're a homeowner now and you weren't before, right? Like, you have all of these other things. Like, your life is always changing. And so sometimes we get like wrapped up in everything that's going on in this chaos of life, and we get fixated on this thing because it feels like, well, if I can just control this one thing, then it feels like you're in control, right? And so I want you to put down the picture of yourself that you have of yourself at that weight. Put that picture away. Love that person for who they were, right? And really consider, like, am I going to be that much happier when I get there, or any happier at all? Because, again, I can tell you from experience, a lot of us get there and we're like, then we feel like, oh, but if I get, you know, 5 more pounds, then I can be in this range, blah, blah, blah. And it's never enough, right? And so why can't we just be happy now? But also, if we're really truly that unhappy now, losing 5 to 10 pounds isn't gonna fix that, right? So I really want you to consider all of this and really try and keep this message top of mind and front and center as you're getting out the summer clothes, and as we are transitioning into warmer weather and, you know, the sun's coming out and all of that stuff. I don't know how to fix it for you. I really wish that I could. I really wish that you could see yourself the way your friends and family see you. Because I know as sure as I'm sitting here that you have a friend or a woman in your life, whether it's your mom, an aunt, a cousin, a teacher, right? A coworker, someone else at the gym. Like, there is a woman in your life that is going through this exact struggle. They're thinking, man, you know, I know I've come a long way, and, you know, but I really just wish I could lose that extra 10 pounds. Like, it's killing me. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Like, you know, and it bothers them. It bothers them every single morning when they step on the scale, or every single morning when they get dressed and they see that pair of jeans that fit them when they were 10 pounds less and it doesn't fit them now. And they struggle with this and they hate themselves for it. And when you look at that person, you do not see someone that needs to lose 10 pounds. You see someone that you know and love and think is probably drop dead gorgeous the way that they are. And if you're listening to this, you are that person for someone else, right? There is someone who is looking at you, probably most people you know, that think you're perfect just the way that you are. And listen, I get it. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what other people think. If you're not happy with yourself, that's really where the work is. But I really just thought that it might be a helpful time of year to bring all of this to the forefront, because, again, a lot of us want to lose the last 5 to 10 pounds, but I think we don't really slow down and take the time to consider if that's actually what we want. Or if there's something else underneath it, or something else that's driving us to think that that's what we want. And so if we can kind of get ahead of the messaging and start to really get comfortable with the decision, then maybe this transition into summer will be a little bit easier. Not easy, right? Because if you struggle with body confidence and wanting to lose weight and all that kind of stuff, like, if that's something that you struggle with, I know that it's not easy. But I think being intentional and really getting comfortable with a decision now is going to be helpful as the messaging starts to get stronger and stronger, as the days get, you know, as the sun comes out longer and longer every day and the weather warms up little by little every day. I just want you to remember this moment and what you thought about this conversation. And actually, I would love to hear what you thought about this conversation. So if you want to, go ahead and send me a message on Instagram at Megan E. Wellness. I would love to hear what you thought about today's conversation. Was it helpful to you? Please share it with a girlfriend. You can send her a link. Or if you don't know how to do that, you can let me know and I can send you a link to send to them. But please do send this to a woman in your life that you know is struggling with this exact thing and might need this message today as well. But until next time, I'll talk to you. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with you and hearing about what resonates with you. If you connected with something in this episode, do me a favor and screenshot it and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Megan E. Wellness so we can chat about it. This helps me continue to create content that resonates with you and other women just like you. Until next time, stay curious.